From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM as we bring in 2015 tonight. Psychics, numerologists, intuitives, chime in on their 2015 predictions plus your calls. Here's what's happening. Searchers looking for more bodies in the wreckage of that Air Asia plane in the Java Sea have faced repeated difficulties with just horrible weather. Ships, planes, helicopters are being used to find victims of that disaster. Most of the people on board the flight remain missing, and officials are yet to confirm that they found the plane's fuselage. Some of the experts think that most of the bodies are in that plane. Authorities identified one of the bodies recovered from the sea as an Indonesian woman whose husband and daughter were also on the plane. Suspiciously high radiation levels around an Austrian town had long fueled theories that there was a buried bunker nearby where the Nazis had tested nuclear weapons during World War II. Those suspicions came one step closer to being confirmed after the opening of a 75-acre underground complex was dug out from below the earth and granite used to seal off the entrance. The excavation team, which was led by an Austrian filmmaker, who says the site was likely the biggest secret weapons production facility of the Third Reich, a facility that probably relied on forced labor from a concentration camp and may even have been the testing location for a nuclear bomb. Man, we got it fast and quick. The chairman and ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, they want answers from the Obama administration on cell site simulators, a story we've been talking about for some time, which are reportedly used by law enforcement to track suspects, but they also have the potential to capture information on cell phones in their vicinity. The senators cite a November article from the Wall Street Journal that reported that the Justice Department is targeting criminal suspects using these devices, which mimic cell phone towers and can also snag information in general phone locations of innocent Americans. Months ago, Roger Tulsa's investigator was talking about this way before anybody else knew about it. Let's check in with Lauren Weinstein. He is the expert on all this technology. Lauren, so it's out there. We found out about it. How come the Senate doesn't know about it?
I think what's happening here is that these devices have clearly been out there for a while, and it's not just the federal government that uses them, apparently. Local law enforcement has been a big customer, too, we're finding out. And the reason this has happened is because of court decisions that have tended to go in the direction of not requiring a very high threshold of suspicion before collecting metadata. These are these Stingray devices we're talking about. And as far as I know, they have mainly been deployed to collect, call number, calling number, location, and that, not the contents of the calls, though there are devices that can do that, too, that are related. So, these now are getting a much higher profile than they had before. Interestingly, maybe coincidentally, maybe not, an Android app was just announced a few days ago. It's kind of a good news, bad news situation. The good news is that, first it's called Snoop Snitch.
What does it
do? The name is kind of clear there. It's designed to give you information from your phone that could, at least if you had enough technical knowledge to interpret it, help you determine whether or not your phone had been captured by one of these Stingray devices instead of a conventional cell tower. Now, that's sort of the good news part of it. The bad news part of it is that this will only work on Android phones that have been rooted, which means they've been modified so that additional things can run on them, essentially, and with a particular chipset. But it's good to know people are working on this. I wanted to be sure to wish you a happy MMXV.
Yes, sir.
To you and the entire Coast gang and the listeners.
You too, Lauren.
And it should be a very interesting 2015.
You'll be with us all the way, Lauren Weinstein. The year 2014 was also the deadliest year yet in serious four-year conflict. Here we are on good old planet Earth in the United States, and a lot of times we're not confronted with what's going on outside of here. 76,000 people were killed in Syria in 2014, the deadliest year ever. A human rights organization says of that, 18,000 were civilians, including 3,500 children. Plain old bad luck plays a major role in determining who gets cancer and who does not. According to researchers, found that two-thirds of cancer incidents of various types can be blamed on random mutations and not hereditary or risky habits like smoking. How about this one? A privately owned Russian company called Lin Industrial has announced that it is capable of constructing a lunar base. The projected cost of constructing a first-stage lunar outpost, followed by a second-stage facility manned by 2 to 4 crew members, is about $9.3 billion. The construction would require 13 heavy carrier rocket launches, 37 launches over a period of 5 years to maintain the base, according to the company. Robert Zubrin, of course, expert on Mars, of course, and so many other things. This is kind of a neat little project, Robert. What do you think?
Well, when I first heard about it, I thought it was all smoke, but I looked into it, and it's somewhat serious. The people behind it are technically competent. They've got a team. They've got some support from a variety of institutes, including Moscow State University, which is the most important university in Russia. They've got a millionaire who's giving them some funds. And they've done some serious engineering. I've looked at their charts. They're impressive. Now, they don't really have the funding to actually do this, but they do seem to have the funding to put together a plan that they can put in front of people, for instance, the Russian government, mm-hmm. and maybe get them to go for it.
Do they have the technological know-how to pull this off?
More or less, yes. I would say we made it to the moon in 1969, so yeah, they could do it. Their main weakness is that at this point this is a private group with enough funding to do engineering design but not to do missions, and their business plan to me doesn't really close that they're going to fund this thing with producing rare earth elements on the moon and shipping it back. That doesn't work for me at all. But what they have done is put together a plan for creating a near-term lunar base fairly economically that maybe they could convince the Russian government to go for. See, I don't really think you could make a SpaceX in Russia like Elon Musk has because, frankly, if you ever did make a successful private rocket company, the government would steal it.
Yeah, they would take it. You're right. As they do so many other things.
Right, exactly. The richest men in America have built their companies. The richest men in Russia have stolen theirs. But it is a serious engineering effort.
No doubt. Robert, thank you so much. And we'll talk with you further into 2015. Up next, yesterday, of course, we talked with you about some of your predictions for 2015. In a moment, we begin our special with Joseph Jacobs, well-known psychic, on Coast to Coast AM. Well, here we go. Joseph Jacobs, of course, internationally known psychic. He has counseled thousands of people since 1982. He has been heard on 900 radio stations, writing columns and various articles. I call him our intuitive psychic. And Joseph, what a great way to bring in 2015, talking to you. Welcome back.
Oh, well, thank you for having me on. Always, I'm always honored and delighted, and I always look forward to it. And a happy new year to you, a happy, healthy, prosperous new year to everyone listening.
Let's take a quick look back at 2014, Joseph, at some of the things that you looked at. How'd you do?
I think, I said that there would be problems with health, and even the flu is more virulent mm-hmm. this year, and children's diseases increased, of course, Ebola, and lots of problems with water. And we had ferries and planes capsizing and commercial boats, tourist boats with illnesses on it. And also religion. I mentioned a lot on religion. Of course, ISIS is making a religious statement,
sure,
or at least they think they are. And of course, on the positive side, we have the Pope, who's just amazing.
Let's take a look. People are dying to hear what you want to talk about for 2015, some of the things you see. And everybody, of course, Joseph, wants to finally have a good year. Are we going to have that?
Well, this could be a year of business expansion and international business, and also we could have mergers. There will be issues related to fuel prices. They're down now, but they could suddenly jump up in the summer, spring, fall of this year. The worst months, as far as disasters or heavy weather conditions, are going to be this month, January, August, and October.
All right. Well, it figures this month. It's freezing in Los Angeles right now.
Yeah, and we could, you know, there could be earthquakes sometime before March also in the Southern California area. Now, I predicted an earthquake the last time I was on, but because I was sensing it very strongly, it happened up north, in Northern California, just a few weeks later.
When you make your predictions on earth changes like that, is it difficult to pinpoint a location?
I'm not usually good at location because, I sometimes get headaches before a tragedy or an earthquake. And I don't get headaches very often, but they can happen in China. And suddenly the left side of my head starts to feel like it usually doesn't, you know.
Like there's a vice around you or something.
Something is going on, yeah.
Are they like migraines?
And they're not like migraines. It's just an unusual kind of a headache, and I don't suffer headaches very often. I rarely do.
Well, now, of course, I've always introduced you as our intuitive psychic. You're more like a counselor, and, you know, you have this calming effect with you on people. Joseph, can the future be altered, or is it already etched in stone somewhere?
It's the tracks, the train tracks are laid out. The road is laid out, but ultimately there are choices. You could take another road. You could slow down on the road. You could speed up on the road. For instance, Iran, if it makes a compromise before April, could do very, very well. Have a boost in its economy and get on its feet again. If it doesn't, then all bets are off.
What else do you see for this year?
For this year, you know, look, focusing on the United States, which I don't do a lot of, there could be some labor issues in January. There may be some shifts in the judicial. Health issues could concern the United States in February and March. We may hear from Jeb Bush by the end of March. We may have a bit of an economic slowdown in April and May, kind of a volatile marketplace. So there's some transportation problems, financial uncertainty in July and October. Need to make important financial decisions at that time. If we don't, there could be a bit of a problem. But November, December looks very good. You know, the sales season looks great.
Well, that's good. We've had some experts that think that somewhere around September, we could have a huge economic downturn.
Well, that could also be caused by climate.
Explain.
Well, you have a rough climate. You break down in transportation and fuel, worries. On my website, I very often, when I see a change in the stock market, which I don't follow, but I kind of sense it's going to be a volatile day, volatile market day, and that can mean it'll go way up or way down, and that's guided by fear and worry. And as long as fear and worry influences how we deal with our own personal lives.
There always seems to be wars on this planet, Joseph, but do you see anything unusual this year?
I see some saber rattling from North Korea around March and April. India seems to be doing very well. It's developing beautifully. And of course, there's Putin. You know, whenever I hear the name Putin, I think of young Frankenstein, you know, Putin on the Ritz, right?
Yeah.
Or Rasputin, for instance. He's got a rough couple of years.
Does he?
Russia
okay.
has a rough time of it, and I kind of see his populace losing a little bit of interest in him this spring.
A word I hate, but we have to ask you, terrorism. What do you see?
Well, that's always out there, even more so, especially the way we handled Iraq. I mean, that got the Islamic world really angry and gave the you know, the mullahs a good argument for being anti-West. I don't see it in the United States so much. But yeah.
For some reason, Joseph, I see this year a small asteroid hitting the planet. I don't know where, I don't know when, but I just have this weird feeling about that.
Well, space stuff can happen in January and October. In other words, look to the skies if you're looking for UFOs, if NASA has some stories, if the sun gets active, it'll be in January and October.
Generally for people, and talking about masses in general, things going to get better for them on the job front?
In the United States?
Yeah.
And I think there will also be some improvements internationally with some countries. China's going through a very, very difficult reorganization time politically. It's got some problems. And that could kind of spill over to how we are able to deal with it next summer.
A lot of people, of course, are concerned about things going on. They, I think, in 2014 acted strange. Lots of weird things happening, people acting strange. Is that going to get a little better in 2015?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, boy.
No, I don't think so. There seems to be a fear, worry, uncertainty, and we have to fight that. You know, what stops people from being more successful in their lives, even if they're positive, are those moments of fear, worry, inertia, uncertainty. Once you get beyond that, you know, there a lot of people will be starting their own businesses. This is a very good start your own business year, a lot of forward movement as far as business is concerned.
Any recommendations on what people can do individually to have a pretty good 2015?
Well, you know, resolutions can be broken unless you're extremely disciplined and are very mindful, you know, so that, do I really want this beer? Do I want that cake? And really think through your affirmations on a daily basis, on an hourly basis sometimes. But I believe in affirmations, you know, writing, I am healing, I am more successful, I am finding a job, I am, and writing those things down, and then going over it and seeing what doubt comes up.
Like setting goals?
Well, it's just affirming that you're available to it, but then doing an analysis of what you've written after you've made the affirmation, because the mind ultimately is a transmitter. And a director, how we use our mind. But it's also how we use our heart, our feelings. And so when the mind and the heart are like an equal sign, you get what you want.
You sure do. You can track Joseph's work, of course, through his website, linked up at coasttocoastam.com. It is 800, the number, 800cself.com. And people worldwide are starting to find you now, Joseph. I mean, how long has that been going on?
Well, I actually cut my international readings last year. I was doing international readings in Japan, Germany, England, Ecuador, you know, all Canada. I had a lot of clients in Canada who I miss, actually, but I just don't want to do any international.
All right, hang with us, Joseph. We're going to come back. We're going to take some phone calls and talk more about your thoughts about 2015 right here on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, Joseph Jacobs with us. This is what we're going to do tonight. We've got four special psychics, intuitives, numerologists. We're going to be doing that one person per hour. And then at the half, we're going to take your phone calls as well. I want to get you involved with this. It's definitely interactive. Joseph, hotspots, North Korea. I mean, Kim Jong-un is talking about wanting to maybe merge with South Korea. Is that going to happen?
No, he's got a lot of problems right now. And in fact, they could get a little bit belligerent. I wouldn't trust him at all.
Dennis Rodman would?
Well, great. He can dribble there anytime he wants.
Yes, he can. So in terms of 2015, do you see what do you see as the single biggest thing that could happen?
Well, I think there could be major business expansion worldwide. You know, we have borderless wars going on.
I sure do.
You know, you've got WW1, which is World War One, WW2, World War Two, and now we have WWW. So the internet maliciousness is going to continue. The weather conditions are going to get worse. And yet, getting beyond that, in our daily lives, we each have to think positively, act positively, charitably. If we are not charitable, if we don't use the best qualities of the American spirit, it could be bad. If we use the positive ones of being innovative, inventive, expanding our infrastructure, our communications abilities, we could do very well.
A lot of people are, of course, interested in their own situation for 2015, Joseph. So we're going to go and take some phone calls in the remaining time we have with you. And I'll give you the data, the information, and you can get ready for the individual. We're going to go to Martin in Atlanta, and I will tell you that he is 39 years old, and his birth date is October 23rd. He's 39 years old, October 23rd. Martin, welcome to the program.
Yes, sir. Happy New Year to everyone. My main two questions are, what do you see far as career move and also love and romance? I'm recently unemployed. So what type of career prospects do you see me in 2015?
Well, you're very service-oriented, and you have leadership qualities, and you have a good intuition yourself. And you're 37?
39.
Okay. Let me focus here for a second. I think prospect for those, you're a little bit on hold right now. My sense is contact a lot of people, network with a lot of people right now. And while things may be a bit slow, I do see that opportunities can arise, and financially you could be doing a little bit better after May 21st.
Does that help you, Martin?
Anything with love and romance.
Well, socialize, get out there, absolutely. You know, you're very much a people person. Find those charities or social involvements, group involvements, occupational involvements, you know, people who are kind of like-minded, or spiritually, religiously, get involved, and I think you will make contacts both for work as well as relationships. So relationships could be a strong possibility.
All right, good luck, Martin. What's so cool, Joseph, for me, tomorrow my son is 33. Tomorrow's his birthday. and his son is 5 tomorrow. Same birthday.
Same birthday.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing, yes.
I mean, who plans these things?
Well, you know, after doing readings for a few years, 4 or 5 years, I saw an incredible choreography. And there is this incredible choreography that brings people together, that opens doors for people. But of course, we also have to add to that getting a good education, being positive, being honest, being active, socially involved, and doors can suddenly open. Sometimes if you make one change in your life, it creates all sorts of changes.
Sure does. Next up, we go to Mary. Mary's a first-time caller from Canada, Joseph. She's 51 years old and born on March 29. 51 years old, March 29. Mary, welcome to the program. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you, Val, for having me. Happy New Year to both of you.
You too. How about a question for Joseph or something you'd like to know about you?
Yeah. My many years now, I've faced many challenges and obstacles in pretty well every aspect of my life. And I'm just wondering, I've been making some changes on my own in, I guess, my spiritual studies. I've taken a different path to the way I was raised.
Wonderful. Wonderful. You there's a part of you that has an incredible spiritual potential, especially with the ancient traditions, and you're extremely analytical. You could even, you know, you're like a preacher looking for a congregation. You know, and you're going through 2 very rough years that started with your last birthday, and it's almost like going back into the school of life and learning about relationships all over again and finances all over again. And if you surrender at age 51 and 52, in your case, to the lessons that you're learning, that's kind of what I read, is the lessons that God provides for us for our ultimately getting closer to the eternal. I think you're going to do very well.
Good luck, Mary. Joseph, how come at the end of almost every year, people are generally saying, gosh, I'm glad that year's gone. I can't wait for the new one to start. Almost everyone.
Well, they sense that there is a shift, and there really is a shift from year to year. There are changes that are going on, and we sometimes carry our past too much with us. You know, I think that as Americans, we're very good at building a future. We're never looking back at the past to learn from it, unfortunately. And really what we all need to do is look to how can I improve my life? How can I improve the life of those I care about, but also what can I contribute to my country?
Are there blocks out there that keep people from achieving the goals they want?
Yeah, I think fear, worry, and sometimes inertia. Inertia is like, well, I could be doing this, and I could be doing that. But, well, if I do that, and if I could do this, and while this conversation is going on with yourself, nothing is happening. Or fear comes, or worry, or someone who's 50 or 60 looking for a job telling themselves, you know, there's ageism. I remember back in the 70s, there was an oil crisis, and the airlines were laying off 10,000 people a week. And stupidly, I didn't know about science of mind at the time, stupidly I walked on up and down Fifth Avenue from airline to airline and got a job. And after 6 months became a salesman for the company and wrote their newsletter, which interestingly enough was called The Oracle, you know.
I love it.
And
perfect.
So because I was stupid and I didn't think, hey, they're laying off 10,000 people Tuesday and you're Wednesday, you're going out there and walking in and looking for a job, because I wanted to travel. I hadn't traveled very much. in my 20s. And so I was running around, and I did very, very well.
Well, with Joseph Jacobs, his website, 800cself.com, linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Next, we go to Jeff in Culver City, California. Does not want a reading, just wants to ask a question or so. Jeff, Happy New Year to you, Jeffrey.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you too, George and Mr. Jacobs.
Hi, Jeff. Happy New Year.
Great to you. Thank you. Yes, I will agree with you, Mr. Jacobs, that there will be two major earthquakes in 2015. The first, unfortunately, will be in Japan on the same magnitude scale as the first one.
Oh, boy.
Devastated that, you know, region of the area of the country. And the second quake will be centered, I believe, in L.A. in the Southern California region. But Jeb Bush will be making miraculous gains in 2015 and in early 2016, and I believe that he will be president in 2016. Do you believe that, Mr. Jacobs, that Jeb Bush will not only become a front runner and ultimate nominee for the Republican ticket, but also the winner of the presidency in 2016? And I'll take your answer off there.
You got it. Go ahead, Joseph.
Well, I do see Jeb Bush doing a lot of research and looking for money sources and investigating things. In fact, I also think that Condoleezza Rice somehow will be involved in working with him.
Maybe a VP candidate?
Possibly working with him. That would be an interesting ticket.
Which would help offset the Hillary Clinton campaign,
I guess. Might. It might also attract people of color to vote for him.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, this is going to be a very intriguing 2016 next year.
It's a very powerful year, and hopefully it doesn't lead to another economic crash in 2016.
Next up, we go to Robert. He's in Idaho, born on Christmas Day, 60 years old. Robert, welcome to the program. What's on your mind, Robert?
Hello, George.
Hi, Robert.
What do you see for finances for me?
Finances for Robert.
Finances. I think you're going into a kind of an emotional time right now. Is through February 16th, but as far as business is concerned, there's a lot of creative and a lot of very positive opportunities that you have after February 17th, right through May 31st.
There you go, Robert. Hope that helps you out. Joseph, your accuracy rate is pretty darn high, by the way. I want everybody to know that.
Yeah, it is. I think so.
Don't we all possess your ability?
Yeah, and you know, psychic ability can also be not just a seeing a vision, for instance, as a clairvoyant would, or I'm more clairaudient, where I hear a voice telling me an answer when somebody asks me a question sometimes. But I get it in my stomach. You know, trust your stomach. You know, sometimes a client will ask me a question, and my first reaction is in my stomach. I will either feel like attention or beautiful relaxation. Actually, next to the brain, the stomach has the most nerve endings, you know. In fact, one way to deal with emotional tension is to tell your stomach, soften the belly, soften the belly, relax, soften the belly, breathe. We tend to forget to breathe, you know.
Yeah. We do indeed.
Watch your money right now. In other words, money spent for health reasons, like a dental work or eyeglasses or whatever, is okay. Money spent for home improvement. Go over your finances carefully. And as I mentioned to you at the last show that we did, no gambling this year. And you may find some delays and labor issues February 21st through April 13th. And then there may be some very positive entertainment possibilities from April 13th through June 3rd.
Go for it, people. Let's go to Eric. He is from Austin, Texas, 42 years old, May 23rd. 42 years old, May 23rd. Eric, welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Happy New Year, gentlemen.
Thank you, Eric. You too.
You are an adventurer and extremely bright. You love to learn from life and are extremely active. And mental discipline is extremely important, whether it's completion of an education that was interrupted kind of just focusing. You're in a very good time to sell, promote, get your messages out. You look like you're going to be How you handle partnerships and cooperative efforts right now are extremely important. And you looks like you're working real hard between April 1st and May 22nd.
What about job prospects? Because right now I'm over my head in debt and 2 months behind in rent and so forth and so on. And things are just really seeming to fall apart. What's going on with that?
Well, I think prospect for opportunities, prospect and again, even, you know, very good thing a lot of people don't do is go through the yellow pages and call companies that you would like to work with. Who does the hiring? We're not hiring. Hang up. Next call. If you're not hiring, do you know anybody who might be? And pitch yourself. You can make 20 calls in an hour and find a job.
And you think things will start picking up as they normally do after the first of the year? I mean, for this two-week period into Christmas, nothing ever happens. But
right.
They start picking up.
No, it's a bit slow, but I kind of see you working before your birthday.
Joseph, as you look out there, and I don't want to ask you this, but I have to, do you see anything dark out there, something that we should be concerned about?
Well, I only have some worries about this month in October and August, but, you know, that could be worldwide. The flooding in China in August, September, and the Philippines is going to have another issue. So I don't see it as, you know, happening everywhere, but there are difficulties in every country from time to time.
Well, it sure is. Okay, next up we go to Los Angeles. Well, time for one more, I think. Christian is with us, 40 years old, born on June 25th. West of the Rockies we go. Christian, go for it.
How you guys doing? Joseph, you gave me a reading in 2010, and you were pretty much spot on. So I want to do another reading with you in the future. To make a long story short, I've been taking care of my uncle, who has suffering from prostate cancer, and cancer generally, and I've been his caregiver for the past year. I've been worrying about him because I know that he's declining. And what really worries me most of all is what's going to happen after he goes. Where will I be able to live? Sometimes I get kind of scared thinking I might be homeless. And also, do you see romance happening for me this year?
All right, we have less than a minute, Joseph. Go
no,
for it.
I think you will find a place to live. And I this is not a time for romance right now. You've got a lot of things to take care of, it looks like to me. But that's more possible next year.
Final words to everybody, Joseph. Go for it.
Stay positive. Think positive. Write some affirmations. You know, I am doing this and I am doing that, and focus on that every day and follow your passion.
You got it. Joseph, thanks. I look forward to talking to you more in 2015.
God bless you and be well.
Joseph Jacobs. Up next, the numbers lady joins us, Glynis McCants. We'll be back in a moment right here on Coast to Coast AM.